It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
This is the beginning of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, as he indicated and asked permission to be able to do from his Duma. So I'm going to begin to impose sanctions in response, far beyond the steps we and our allies and partners implemented in 2014. And if Russia goes further with this invasion, we stand prepared to go further as with sanctions.
President Biden on Tuesday addressed the nation and announced new sanctions that would effectively cut off Russia's financial institutions and oligarchs from Western finance. Biden also announced that he's moving additional troops and equipment to strengthen U.S. allies in the region. U.S. officials say they're holding out hope for the possibility of diplomacy to avert an all-out war, but also made it clear that Biden is ready to go much further should an invasion of Ukraine escalate. The U.K., Japan, and Australia also plan to impose sanctions against Russia. Germany has stopped the progress of the controversial Nord Stream 2 pipeline. That's the $11 billion project that would boost deliveries of liquid natural gas directly from Russia to Germany. So Putin did what he'd been denying he was going to do. He deployed Russian troops, what he's calling peacekeepers, into two eastern Ukraine regions controlled by Russian-backed separatists that Putin calls independent, declaring them sovereign nations? Huh? Biden called Putin's action, quote, a flagrant violation of international law, and said the United States is responding with the full blocking of two large Russian financial institutions, along with sanctions on Russian debt. Critics say the measures don't go far enough. Like the former guy on Tuesday praised Putin's recognition of the so-called independence of those two breakaway regions in Ukraine as, quote, genius.
This is genius. Putin declares a big portion of Ukraine. Putin declares it as independent. Oh, that's wonderful. So Putin is now saying it's independent, a large section of Ukraine. I said, how smart is that? And he's going to go in and be a peacekeeper. That's the strongest peace force. We could use that on our southern border.
Yeah, that makes my brain hurt. And they complain about Joe Biden's speech patterns? But I digress. And for some unfathomable reason, the Fox Not News propaganda channel is also siding with Putin, led by their chief misinformation purveyor, Tucker Carlson, who claimed that Ukraine is provoking conflict with Russia, among other works of fiction. Well, the Supreme Court on Tuesday surprised us all, formally ending the former guy's request to withhold his White House records from the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. The committee requested the documents as part of its effort to piece together what Trump was doing while a mob of his supporters stormed the House and Senate chambers, hoping to overturn his election loss. Trump tried to invoke executive privilege to keep the documents from the committee, but a federal appeals court in December upheld a lower court ruling saying Trump doesn't have the authority to contest President Biden's decision to let the archives hand over the material, which they have done and are in the process of doing. In what could have long-lasting and awful repercussions, the Supreme Court on Tuesday agreed to hear an appeal filed by Colorado web designer Lori Smith, who wants to be able to deny wedding-related services to same-sex couples. Seriously? She hasn't even started her business yet, but says she plans to refuse to promote messages condoning same-sex marriages because of her religious convictions. In 2018, the court considered a similar clash between a Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple, but the ruling failed to provide a clear precedent, so they go back. This case gives the justices another opportunity to weigh claims of religious freedom against laws barring discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The court is expected to hear the case in its next term, which starts on the first Monday in October. A federal jury has found the three white men who killed Ahmaud Arbery in 2020 guilty of all charges in their federal hate crimes trial, backing prosecutors' case that the men chased the 25-year-old through a Georgia neighborhood while he was jogging because he was black. In November, Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, were convicted of murder in state court. Yesterday, they were found guilty of interference of rights, a federal hate crime, and attempted kidnapping. For the federal convictions, these three could now receive up to life in prison and steep fines on top of the life sentences they received for their previous murder convictions. Sentencing will be scheduled at a later date. So Canada finally cleared their roads and bridges of the trucker blockade that affected the whole country. So now they're coming here. Organizers of the so-called People's Convoy released a statement announcing their plans to embark today on a 2,500-mile cross-country drive towards Washington, D.C. to protest coronavirus restrictions. The statement says they want to, quote, jumpstart the economy and reopen the country? What? Have they not seen the latest report on the GDP? Apparently not, as it's at an almost record high. Anyway, their planned 11-day trek would approach the Beltway around the U.S. Capitol on March 5th, quote, but will not be going into D.C. proper. That clashes with a new filing for a permit received by the National Park Service for a demonstration on March 1st at the, quote, National Monument. I think they meant the Washington Monument. I should also note that Tuesday, March 1st is the date of the State of the Union address. On a related note, the Pentagon on Thursday said it had approved 700 National Guard troops to, quote, provide support at designated traffic posts, provide command and control, and cover sustainment requirements from February 26th through March 7th. About 50 large tactical vehicles were also approved to be placed at traffic posts. So this happened. The United States Soccer Federation has agreed to pay members of the U.S. women's national team $24 million to settle their equal pay lawsuit. Under the settlement, the players will get a lump sum payment of $22 million plus another $2 million to be deposited into an account supporting players in their efforts to promote women's and girls' soccer after their playing years end. And the U.S. Soccer Federation is also committed to equal pay rates for members of the women's and men's national teams. In a statement, the players said this will fully resolve the litigation. And then there's this. For the better part of the last week, Fox, not news, was nonstop telling viewers that what the special counsel John Durham had uncovered was as big as Watergate, even perhaps bigger. But the channel's coverage of the supposed Hillary Clinton scandal they uncovered, which Fox shamed other news outlets for not covering, has completely disappeared. According to a search of TV transcripts, Durham's name hasn't even been mentioned this week on the Fox Not News channel's air. And Clinton's name has only been mentioned a handful of times in cases unrelated to Durham. Well, isn't that interesting? And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.